Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It never fails. You sit down on the couch for an evening of streaming, or with a book and a cup of tea, or at your desk to get some homework done, or at your craft table to make progress on that project. And here comes your furry feline friend with an intent look on her face and a purr at the ready. She places her paws just so on your lap and starts kneading, rhythmically pressing her little front feet into your soft flesh. It's cute, even if it does kind of hurt sometimes. My cat certainly makes the sharpest biscuits. But she looks so dang content while she's doing it. But why does she do it? Kittens are born with an instinct to knead. As tiny little fuzzballs, they press into their mother's belly while they nurse. This action stimulates the milk to come out of her nipple and feed the kitten. It's called milk treading, which is more accurate, if less adorable, than making biscuits or kneading bread. While they're tucked up against mom, the kitten is warm and being fed and feeling very content. Even after kittens are weaned, they continue this little two-paw dance when they're happy, and some cats really get into it and knead with all 4 paws. People used to believe that adult cats kneaded because they were weaned too early, but that seems unlikely. Almost all cats kneed, no matter when they were weaned. Many cats do it even if they stay and grow up in the same house along with their mom. There are other reasons why cats kneed, though. Cats have scent glands near their cheeks, at the base of their tail, and in the pads of their paws. Kneading a blanket, a pillow, or your stomach as you lie on the couch watching Netflix leaves behind a trace of your cat's particular scent. She's marked you, and probably every soft thing in the house, as hers. There's another theory that this action comes from ancestral cats who lived outdoors with nary a pillow or lap to their name. They would need to trample any grasses and rough up the ground to make it soft enough for sleeping. It's similar to the theory about why dogs turn around in circles before settling down to sleep. When a cat uses her claws while she kneads your squishy flesh or your new couch, it's tempting to punish her. But kneading is a natural behavior that means she's happy, so punishment isn't the best action here. Instead, see if you can gently press your cat down into a laying position. She'll likely go to sleep. If her kneading is problematic for your skin or upholstery, keep her claws trimmed or invest in plastic claw sheaths. Just don't declaw her. See our episode, Why is Declawing Cats Controversial, for more on that. But in brief, it's not harmless, and trimmings or sheaths are easy fixes. Today's episode was written by Kristen Hall Geisler and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.